Joseph the dreamer. God speaks to every one of us in a different way. To some, he speaks through nature, as it says in Romans. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Romans chapter 1. To others, he speaks through thoughts. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. John chapter 10. To others, he allows them to see the supernatural realm like Zechariah. The Bible says, but the angel of the Lord said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you'll call him John. Luke chapter 1. How does God speak to you? During the Advent season, I desperately want to hear him with more clarity than ever before. Do you remember the old song, Day by Day, from the play Gospel? As you listen to it, will you echo these three requests to see thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, and to follow thee more nearly? The world media incessantly speaks of civil unrest and the fear of dying of COVID-19. The marketing firms tempt you with every scent or gadget that will surely change your life. But deep down, we know that it's not true. There must be more. Do you want more from your life, your efforts, and your career? Do you want more from God? And does he want more from you? As I read the Christmas story during my morning devotions, I stumble upon the story of Joseph again. On three different occasions, he had dreams that told him what to do. The first was, but after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 1. The second one was, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. Matthew chapter 2. And the third was, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother, go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead. Matthew chapter 2:19. God chose to speak to Joseph through dreams. Isn't that so cool? God is always trying to speak to you. The important lesson today is to learn the language of God and his method of communication with you. I'm praying that God will teach you his ways and his sound. Moses learned this valuable lesson. And the Lord said, go out, stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord wasn't in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. 1 Kings 19. Moses didn't find God in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire. He found him in a still, small voice. May you hear God more clearly than ever before, because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.